Hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Esther Scrum Show. It's about 7:23 a.m. This is our 544th episode, and I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. Sorry I'm late. Starting to snow, and I'm going to make sure I get the dogs out, do all that stuff, clean dishes, you know, so when everybody wakes up, it's all clean in the kitchen. Anyway, hey, I want to wish you a happy day and have do something a little fun today. Talk about some fun, interesting stuff. It has some technical background too. And we do talk about Agile and Scrum. We talk about practical and Agile, practical and tactical, and we're going to talk about that. And I'm all kind of excited. I got a meeting in a little bit, so hopefully I won't talk too fast because I got to meet with some people in the UK. So today, NASA is going to land the new Mars rover. It's about the size of an SUV, so it's huge, weighs a couple tons, weighs at least a ton or something, on Mars today. It's a one-shot deal. They're just gonna land it directly onto the planet, so it's pretty fascinating. So we're all excited. We're gonna hopefully watch that today around, I think, 3:15 or 3 something Eastern Standard Time. I know NASA is starting their broadcast around 2 o'clock on YouTube, so I encourage everybody to go see it. It'd be fun. My daughter, she was doing this for Black History Month, Mae Jamison, okay? And she's an African-American astronaut. And wanted to share that today because I'm like, well, we're going to talk about NASA. Where's my daughter's paper? She loves doing the artwork, right? So I think it's kind of funny that we talk about, she's like, I don't want to do Space Force and I don't want to do the NASA thing, whatever. But she picks someone who's an astronaut. So Daddy is slowly but surely getting her to think about space and doing stuff. But she loves doing the artwork. What I think is really cool about this is I think this thing with the spaceship for the A, pretty smart for a 10-year-old. I think it's interesting how she did that. She loves doing artist artwork, so I think that's pretty cool. So what does this have to do with Agile? So I put on there the title, Mars, Agile, or Waterfall. Let's think about this for a second. So we're gonna do a short show, talk about it real kind of quick. So going to Mars. So the idea the NASA is that for this trip to be on the rover, they want to be in the right day, right time. And this is where people say, what do you mean time, you know, got to meet deadlines? Well, there's a deadline associated with this, right? They want to be in this window for one reason. I mean, it is the angle from radio broadcasts from Mars. So if we were on, let's just say it's not Jupiter. Let's say this is Mars. The angle from the telemetry from Mars to Earth, that they can get a signal from the ship when it lands. Otherwise, it won't have a signal. So they decided they need to be there on that time at that moment. And you want to talk about a deadline? You got people coming, well, we got to deploy something for February something or December. And I'm like, they're dropping a spaceship a million miles away, dead center in an area they want to be, so they can broadcast all the way back to Earth, whether it be through a orbiting satellite back here. So that's a deadline. So if there was any deadline, that would be it. So that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. That's the mission, right? Get that ship there. It's going to land in this little window in this date so we can get a signal, and it's all got to be timed out. That's why they picked this date. That's why they're just landing the sucker on the planet. What does this have to do with Agile? What does this have to do with Waterfall? Some people might say, well, this is the perfect Waterfall project, right? They say, because it's, you know, it's got a lot of stuff, it's got a long time, it's got to be there. And I would argue, no, it's not. There are Waterfall aspects of it. There are integration points or stuff, but I would say, and you got to think of it differently. Okay, you got to think of it differently. You only got one shot to do this. So it's not like you deploy a spaceship into production and land on Mars and get another chance and another sprint to do it again. So if anybody comes to you and comes at me and says, well, it can't be Agile because you can't do it again, I'm like, no, it is. So, but what I love about Agile in this process is that I would be able to integrate stuff, write software, test it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Every sprint, make sure what we did before still works. Make sure the new stuff integrates well. Do constant integration all the time with every piece of software. Build up prototypes, build all that kind of stuff, build mock-ups, run it. The mock-up is a delivery. Run how the mock-up would run. Practice the landings. Do multiple iterations of the design until the point when they had to make the point. So this is my thing. Agile and Scrum work perfect for this because it gives you as much testing, much checking, much verification that you'll get more than you will ever get in a waterfall environment because you're doing all design. What if they tested it and it failed like 2 months ago, right? Or actually they had the launch 6 months ago back in August, right? They had the launch in August to get there now. So they launched in August. It's finally getting there February. They would miss their window, right? So really taking an agile approach to it helps ensure and lowers risk to make that window for that August launch to get here now at this time. So that's what I want to share today. Think about it. Think about the concepts, why Agile would help such a process, even from a hardware perspective and that mentality, and breaking down the smaller parts so you get a lot of good data that you're going to make this window. You're going to launch in August, and you're going to land that sucker today. So 6 months later, it's landing. Please give us a thumbs up. Let's keep this short, brief thing. Ring the bell if you like what we talk about, and I will see you tomorrow. Hope you get to watch the lander, and take care. Happy scrumming. Bye. See ya.